Hey guys, this is Dr. Erin in West Hollywood at Focus TV Network, and I'm thrilled because we have Ruby Freeman on the show today. Look at her. Look how beautiful you are. Look at that coloring.
Thank you so much.
We want to know where you get your hair done, first of all, before we do anything, like before the show begins.
Well, let me plug him in. His name is Jonathan, and he works at the Harlot, and he's amazing.
He is. Jonathan, good job. A+. Everyone's putting thumbs up on that one. So I had you on the show because I love what you do. We met at Influencer 3.0 in Santa Monica. Yeah. And out of all the people there, you know, there's people that you come upon in a conference or something like that. And there's just certain people that stick out. And you were one of those people. You just like you live from the heart and you seem very, very authentic.
Mm, and I have colored hair.
And that too. Yeah.
Right.
And you're a life coach. Mm-hmm. And one of the intentions of the show is to talk about consciousness. And I know you've had a personal awakening and we want to get into that in a little bit, but I want to first find out what you're up to, what you see is going on in the industry around spirituality and transformation.
Mm. I love that you went spirituality.
Yeah. That whole genre, you know?
Yeah. I mean, because it is a really big genre and it's interpreted in so many different ways nowadays. And I feel like as a human collective, there is a greater sense of consciousness that is opening up. But with that, there's also this higher level of confusion and people not really understanding what's happening and not really being able to verbalize it. So I do see the direction moving in one that is more conscious and more aware. Yet at the same time, we seem to be in this space of like confusion with the who am I and what am I vibrating at and who really understands what I'm going through. So, you know, it's a really cool place to be. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was needed, especially with everything that's going on in the world. But it can also be very tough for those who are going through it who don't really understand what's
right?
going on.
Because we have like, there's so many different genres. We have the Burning Man genre. We have, you know, people are into crystals. We have mindfulness. We have, you know, so if someone were to say, okay, Ruby, I've come to you. I want to kind of go down the journey of spirituality. What advice would you give them? Where would you say to go?
I would say it's really not a journey. It's just about being introspective. It's just about asking questions within versus like seeking those answers outside of you. So even if they're coming to me for that advice, my advice to them would be, well, what do you think? How do you feel about this? Because spirituality at the end of the day is really about you having that deeper connection to you and to source, but source is a part of you. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. I love that. And you're down in the Venice area, correct?
In Santa Monica.
Wow. And so it's kind of, there's such extreme spiritualists. I mean, I'm sure it's all over the board down there, right?
Yeah, it's a little crazy. You know, I came from Canada. I moved from Vancouver in 2014. So it's been quite the shift in getting used to what's going on here in LA, because there is a massive demographic of people who are really open to spirituality. But with that, again, comes this like confusion with people not understanding where they fall. But I believe it's because they consistently look outside of themselves versus looking within.
Completely, 100%. Yeah. So I saw that you had not a retreat, but an event, and you did some transformation on people. And, you know, obviously I have my own opinions, but I'm interviewing you, right? So I want to know what your opinion of what, if someone says transformation, what does that mean to somebody? Because somebody out there that's never seen any of this work and they're like, what do they mean by spirituality exactly? And what do they mean about transformation? How would you sum that up?
Yeah, I prefer the term evolution versus transformation, because to transform is almost like you're a shapeshifter shifting into something else. Whereas we're not shifting into something we're not, we're just evolving. We're constantly evolving. Like I describe it as a video game. You know, you get past level one. Now, what do you need to go past level two and level three? And that's all that this is, this journey of life. And if anything, this is the one purpose that we all have in common. It's to honor our evolution.
Mm-hmm, totally. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm a client, I'm going, okay, I want to know what's going to happen. If I come to you tomorrow, I want to sign up with your life coaching. What do you do? What does it look like?
I would say it would look like anything that we want it to look like, because it's not cookie cutter. You know, it's not, I don't write out this organized program. It's very unique to the person going through the experience, and I let the experience guide us because everyone's evolving at a different pace. Everyone's mm-hmm. evolving at a different rate. So it's all about honoring what that evolution looks like for them.
I bet people come to you and they say, "I forget the spiritual stuff. I just want you to give me a makeover. Like, you're so beautiful," right? Do they come?
No. But I do often get asked who does my hair.
They're like, life coach, whatever. I want to know where you go. You make me over, Ruby. That's so funny. Okay, well, I want to dive a little bit deeper mm-hmm. in this next segment because we're going to take a little break. But I want to hear kind of like your darkest moment and your in your own awakening, because I know so many people out there are probably going through some of, you know, their evolution, and sometimes it can be a little scary and mm-hmm. and feel like, you know, you're losing a part of who you are. So when we come back, stay tuned as we dive deep into this wonderful, gorgeous woman's story. Stay tuned. Dr. Erin here, Doctor of Divinity, teaching universal laws and spiritual truth, and I am thrilled to announce the new show on Focus Television, right here in West Hollywood, Los Angeles, California. Join us weekly as I interview incredible people, celebrities to your next door neighbor, you name it, your girlfriend. We're going to dive into such topics as love and relationships, health and vitality, business and money, and creative expression. And I'm thrilled to just go on this awakening journey with you as we tap into meditation, visioning processes, intuition, and all the above. So stay tuned as we do this together. And we are back with Ruby Freeman here at Focus TV Studios. And so diving deeper, because I always think, you know, a great conversation, I'm all about conscious conversations. It's mm-hmm. like my, you know, some people like wine, some people like whatever. I like conscious conversation. I'm all, you know, it's my heroin.
Yeah.
So diving deeper, I want to know, like, what's your story? How did your awakening happen?
I always find this to be such a fully loaded question, right? Because often what's portrayed is we have one rock bottom moment and then our entire life has changed. But for me, it was multiple rock bottom moments and multiple epiphanies from those moments. And, you know, spirituality has always been part of my life. First of all, I was raised Sikh. I even went to Sikh school. It's always been a part of me. I used to pray up until about the age of 21 every day. And then I had a whole I hate God moment because my life started crumbling around me. Everything, you know, with my family wasn't working out, with where I was at. My depression hit an all-time high. I was diagnosed with PTSD at the age of 23 and fibromyalgia. And I just pushed God away because my relationship with God at that point in time was one that was very dependent. I looked to God to save me, and I would pray daily so that he would give me a good life. You know, and so it was very codependent.
Codependent on God.
Yes,
I like that. That's
right?
A good one, yeah.
And then, you know, as I pushed God away, I started falling deeper in the rabbit hole, so to say, and really just hovered at this rock bottom place. And it all began with an attempted suicide around the age of 23, which really was an awakening for me to realize that I had grown an addiction to the painkillers and all the medications that I was prescribed by doctors.
Wow.
Due to my diagnosis with PTSD, fibromyalgia, depression, all of that stuff. So I started to take my life in my own hands, and I started seeing a naturopath, getting off my meds, thinking I was on a good turnaround. But no, I wasn't.
Wow.
It was a lot of external fixing without going within to see what the deeper layers of the issues were.
So you're saying that, so there wasn't like one moment, there was like multiple moments.
Multiple.
So if you had to sum it up into one, like the darkest hour in that, what would you say that was?
I mean, I would say it was in 2012 when, you know, I worked in nightlife at the time and I was in a really tough relationship. It was very toxic. And I had ended the relationship due to several layers of betrayal and infidelity and also just a lot of manipulation. Mm-hmm. But that was also the darkest point of my addiction. I didn't know I was an addict at the time. I was just so far in it because I worked in that type of an industry where everyone did it. I didn't see it myself. So when I ended that relationship, I had my, what I call my fall to the floor moment. I was literally on the floor crying and heaving, unable to string thoughts together or string words together, thinking to myself, like, why me again? And that was the first time in my life where it was like I went outside of my body and I saw myself saying, why me? And I was like, that is the stupidest thing you could ever ask yourself in this moment. Because the reason I was on the floor was an accumulation of my choices. Like, no one forced me to date these types of men. No one forced me to do drugs and drink alcohol. No one forced me to do these things to avoid my feelings. It was all me making these choices. So in that fall to the floor moment, I also had the revelation, the greatest revelation of my life, which is I am also in control. It's not so completely out of my control. I am in control and I can control my life through my own choices.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. It's like the same exact energy and use of energy got you on that floor,
yes.
Which is the same exact energy that can have you completely into this beautifully empowered, you know, dynamic woman now.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for going through that. And then I'm a firm believer that our calling comes out of whatever we had the hardest thing,
mm-hmm.
whatever was the hardest obstacle you had in our life, and having victory over that, that becomes our calling. And it doesn't always, maybe that's not always the case, but I find it with everyone I've ever worked with. So yeah. So what a blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so, thanks so much for sharing that. Addiction is prevalent in mm-hmm. our culture, and it can be a big blessing if somebody comes through the other side. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the more people who talk about it openly, because there's this skewed view on addiction, like it has to look a certain way for someone to be considered to be an addict, but it's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the case at all. You could have looked at me 4 years or 5 years ago now, in 2012, in the depth of it, and you wouldn't have thought. You would have just thought I was some girl having fun at the nightclubs,
mm-hmm.
but it was a real problem. And by not addressing it, I was just diving deeper into it.
Yeah. So I love that. I want to talk one more thing in the next segment, because you have a hot husband, right? And I want to have you give a little bit of advice for people out there that are looking for a life coach on the dating thing. So we've had a lot of conversations in the studio about mm-hmm. dating and conscious dating. So mm-hmm. I don't know if you're open for that, but I'd love to do that.
It's one of my favorite
topics.
Okay,
good. So let's do that when I come back, okay? So stay tuned for the really good, juicy stuff. We got the heart stuff. We got the deep stuff. We love all of that. And now we get the fun, fun stuff. Okay, so stay tuned, you guys. Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Dr. Erin Show. I'm thrilled to be here on this journey together. And I wanted to say that if you like, share, and comment this community, it's very important as we go higher together. I also want to invite you to download my app on everything from iTunes to iHeartRadio to Google+. I know right here and right now that each day I want to be in your life for 11 minutes, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's also 30 guided meditations on there, along with all kinds of goodies. So have a divine day and may you live your truth. Okay, and we're back. We're going to talk about some dating, some sex, some relationship. We want to hear her secrets because she's got this hot, amazing husband, and it looks like a really great relationship mm-hmm. you guys have, yeah?
Yes, he's amazing. Our relationship is built on a solid foundation. It's like anything I've ever experienced before, and it just keeps getting better with each passing day.
Wow. So So if someone comes and they're like, I want to find my soulmate, you know, Ruby, tell me, what do I do with my life? What would you advise her to give them?
I think there's a myth out there with self-love saying that you have to be in this state of like true self-love in order to attract who you're here to attract. My belief is you simply have to be committed, like in the most committed relationship with yourself, to consistently improve, to consistently evolve, and to consistently build upon your relationship and the love that you have from within. That's it. You don't have to be in a state of being perfect.
What? No, I'm just kidding. Of course, no one's perfect.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
And so it was through that commitment that I created with myself that I was able to call him in. And we met at a time in my, like, we met at my rock bottom moment on Twitter.
Oh, you
Twitter,
did?
Not Tinder, Twitter.
Oh, wow.
And
how did that happen on Twitter? Everyone out there is like, wait, let me download the app real quick. What do you mean? How did you meet on Twitter?
Any social media app can turn into a dating app. You okay. just never know.
Okay.
No, I was trying to get a job in LA because I really wanted to move to Los Angeles after my whole breakdown moment. And his company had popped up on my radar. And so I entered a contest that his company was running. He emailed me to say I won, was a little flirtatious. But the timing wasn't right because I was literally at rock bottom. So he stayed in my peripheral for about 9 months while I was going through my ups and downs. And it was the moment when I decided that I'm committing to this new life. I'm committing to this new chapter in my life and giving myself the opportunity that I never gave myself before, that he like just popped up again and said, hey, you want to give this a go? And I said yes, and by me saying yes to him, that was me proving to myself that I do deserve to live a different type of life, mm-hmm. and that I can have a relationship of this caliber.
And was it hard? Like, were you dating, and was it just easy from day one, or was it, did you guys have some reactions like a lot of people have in relationship?
Well, we were engaged 5 months later. We said I love you 3 months in, and we hadn't met in person yet.
What?
Or 2 months in, sorry.
You hadn't met in person?
We hadn't met in person.
This,
we were doing long
distance. This is very common in today's world.
I know. Wow. I mean, thank God for Skype, really.
Wow. Well, that's good. You held off on the sex a little bit, so that's yeah. that's like a tip, maybe.
Yeah, and then
hold off on the sex, on everything.
It's good to connect on that level, and I think right? not enough people are doing it. Uh-huh. So, yeah, we were engaged in 5 months, but if I were to say, like, it's just been perfect, the entire time, that's lying, because there's no perfection. But what has really helped us move through this in such a fluid way is our willingness to see each other for who we are and where we're at, mm-hmm. and our willingness to communicate openly about how we feel, you know, because we've both been through our own experiences mm-hmm. that have caused us to, you know, put up walls or whatnot. But it's this deep connection and respect that we have for each other that has helped us build a solid foundation of communication. Mm-hmm. And that's key.
So key. Mm-hmm. Someone has to be really willing. So it sounds like he's very willing to communicate. And it was so wonderful. Such yeah. great advice for people.
Yeah. And I was willing to learn how to communicate effectively. Yeah. Because I was not the best communicator prior to this. Like, I was not. I was very explosive. So I was willing to learn how to communicate mm-hmm. in an effective way, mm-hmm. which made all the difference.
Well, you're shining, you're glowing, and you're obviously very in love with your life. Mm-hmm. So it shows
thank
for
you.
Sure. So I just want to say thank you so much for coming on. How can people find you? Because I know there's probably people out there that one, want to find out your hair, and two, they want life coaching, but they really want to find out how they're going to find their soulmate probably through you.
Yeah, they can find me on Twitter, Instagram at I Am Ruby, or my website, which is I Am Ruby, IAMRU.BY.
Yeah, it's a little tricky. The website
yeah.
is different. It's I Am Ruby, but it's got a dot before the BY.
BY.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, just Google I Am Ruby and I will come
okay,
up.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, so thank you so much for coming on. I think you're an incredibly dynamic woman, and it really shows. It shows in everything that you do. Definitely an influencer. And I just want to say thank you. And you guys, you can check her out at I Am Ruby, adopt before the BI, and look for this woman. She's the real deal. She's very authentic, lives a truly heartfelt life. I feel it. So thank you so much for telling us your story, you guys, and have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Day, and may you live your truth.